One of the key questions of the Pittsburgh Steelers preseason is who will step up in the secondary to join Minkah Fitzpatrick, Terrell Edmunds, Joe Hayden, and Cam Sutton as the known starters. But answers are emerging in training camp with young players who didn't have a whole lot on their names coming into training camp, making plays and turning heads as the Steelers get ready for their first preseason game at the Hall of Fame game this Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys. We'll break all of that down right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast.
It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you're enjoying this show, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are now on YouTube by searching Locked On Steelers. Hit the subscribe button and check out all of our episodes Monday through Friday every week. You can also listen to our podcast here on YouTube, but also on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and the app Odyssey. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y Odyssey. But let's get into this today's episode. It is Monday. The Steelers had Sunday off from training camp after back-to-back padded practices with full contact and hitting and getting used to the kind of football that Mike Tomlin wants to see. But with the Steelers back in practice on Monday, they get two more days of practice before they head off to Canton and play in the Hall of Fame game Thursday night against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, as I said in the intro, the Steelers have been looking for answers on their depth chart in the secondary. One of the key answers had to come at quarterback. But the question was, which position would it come at? Remember, with Steven Nelson and Mike Hilton gone, the Steelers needed to find replacements for both. They feel like they have that replacement in Cam Sutton for Steven Nelson lining up on the outside, reports have been on all throughout the offseason that Cam Sutton really wants to play on the outside and that the Steelers really are just looking for a slot cornerback to step up. Now, while Antoine Brooks and Arthur Maulet have been battling it out for that slot cornerback spot and reports have been decent, the standout guy of the young guys looking to make an impression and get a starting spot in that secondary has been James Pierre. Now, if you're a Locked On Steelers listener regularly, you know that Tony Serino, our regular Tuesday guest, has been leading the James Pierre hype train since March. He's the absolute captain and conductor for that, and anyone who wants to get on board, you better get on board now before everybody starts hopping on the hype train. Because James Pierre is making a lot of plays. He is come out in training camp. He's batting down balls. He's challenging even the better receivers. He's lining up with Claypool and Johnson and Juju and Washington. And anyone that he's lined up against, he's at least battled with. And several of them, he's batted a pass away, even gotten interceptions. Now, to understand the context of James Pierre and what he's been for the Steelers so far. Remember, he really became a good special teamer. I'd even say a great special teamer the way that Mike Tomlin talked about him in the offseason by being a very good gunner for special teams. Then in the playoff game, he got a few snaps where he looked solid in coverage against Rashard Higgins of the Cleveland Browns. But then in the offseason, we were like, okay, well, let's see what he's really got. And when we got our first look at him working this year in minicamp at Heinz Field, he looked really good. In fact, one of the minicamp practices, he intercepted Ben Roethlisberger twice. And that turned heads. Now, granted, it was football in shorts. It's minicamp. It doesn't matter all that much. But for a guy who's trying to work his way into a starting job and find him a staying power in the NFL, that's pretty good. And those are the steps that you need to take every single day to earn your shot to get that staying power to become a starter or a key player in an NFL defense. And this is what I've been saying all along, all offseason. If you've been listening to this podcast or watching this podcast, you know that I've been talking about, hey, it's not just about one play in a preseason game. It's not just about a couple highlights in practice. It's about showing up every day, knowing your assignments, being comfortable with those assignments, and then coming out and showing the coaches, hey, I can adapt to whatever you're throwing at me. And so that they know throughout the season, hey, if we make this guy a starter, he's going to be able to work with us Monday, watch film with us Tuesday, do the serious practice Wednesday and Thursday, do the walkthrough on Friday, and then be ready to go on game day on Sunday, and then do it all over again. That's what they're looking for in training camp. They're looking for guys who can adapt, but guys who can also be consistent. And so far, James Pierre has been extremely consistent and consistently good. In back-to-back days of seven shots, now for those who don't know, seven shots is the drill in training camp, where in the warm, after the warm-up sessions are done, everyone goes down to one of the end zones, and the offense gets seven cracks at the end zone from the two-yard line, and the defense has to stop them. And the goal is to work on red zone efficiency and, you know, working on two-point conversion skills. And James Pierre has started those lately. In fact, the last 2 days of practice on Saturday and Friday, he had 100-yard pick sixes in both of them. Jumped the pass of Mason Rudolph, which was an underthrown fade route, and jumped a pass from Dwayne Haskins on Saturday that he also took all the way back. These are very good signs. He's looking extremely comfortable with his role. He doesn't look like he's being overwhelmed by the new job of potentially being a guy who could start for this team. But there's a few more questions that maybe things that are out of his control that may play into how he fits into this team. We'll get to that in just a second, but first I got to tell you about our sponsors and our friends at Built Bar. Remember, Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It's a healthy treat, and it's the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, and it comes in so many different flavors. Whether you want a fruity snack like raspberry, strawberry, or orange, or something different like salted caramel, cookies and cream, or my personal favorite, double chocolate, Built Bar has so many flavors to enjoy. And the best part, they're all healthy. They range from either 130 to 180 calories. And they have 17 to 18 grams of protein with only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. That's a tasty and healthy snack that'll save you from eating that snack you'll regret later and stay on task with anyone's diet. Order today and get your favorite flavor delivered to your door by going to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, all capital letters, all one word, LOCKED15, for 15% off your order at built.com. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at built.com. Keeping things rolling with the Locked On Steelers podcast, which you can watch here on YouTube. Remember to subscribe to our channel, also on all of our platforms on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Odyssey. We're going to keep talking about James Pierre and this battle in the secondary. Now, if you listen to how I've been broadcasting from training camp, I've been on Steeler Nation Radio with Wes Euler, Arthur Motes, and Adam Crowley, and all the great guys there. You can listen to those shows all throughout the day. They're from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm usually on either the 1 to 4 show and the 4-6 show. But I've been at training camp, and we've been talking, and we've been watching. And one thing that's we've talked about is how the cornerback battles to figure out who's going to be the new emerging starters isn't a normal one. Normally in the NFL, it's two dogs, one bone. There's one starting position on that depth chart, and there's two guys that they either drafted or signed as free agents who are duking it out to get that job for the season. But this time for the Steelers at cornerback, it feels like it's more like a four dogs, two bones situation. Now, Chris, you're probably thinking, whoa, whoa, whoa. Your metaphors are getting crazy there, Chris. I understand, but let me explain. The Steelers have Cam Sutton at cornerback, and he plays a big role in this four-dog, two-bone situation because he has traditionally played any position in the cornerback room. He could play outside, and he could play inside. He could play out the numbers, or he can be in the slot. And in fact, he was pretty good in the slot, working in tandem with Mike Hilton when he was the slot cornerback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So with that, Cam Sutton, we know he wants to play outside because that's where the big money is in the NFL. If you're a top-tier outside cornerback, which he thinks he can be if he gets that opportunity, you get paid the big dollars. So you want to be that guy. You want to be like Joe Hayden, Jalen Ramsey, Xavien Howard. But the thing is, the Steelers need to field the best 11 guys, right? So right now, we know the Steelers from last year's team lost both Steven Nelson and Mike Hilton. So that's two cornerbacks out of those spots. There's your two bones. Now, Cam Sutton can play either of those positions. We know he can because we've seen him do it. So then the question is, for the guys battling for the slot cornerback position or the outside cornerback position, this might be a situation where the Steelers can look and choose, hey, whichever position has the better result of a camp battle, like say the outside cornerback is better than the best outside cornerback that they're looking for a replacement in is better than the best slot cornerback that they want in a replacement. You could just move Cam Sutton to the one that you didn't like in the camp battles and start the new guy at the other position. For example, James Pierre is forcing that question. Cam Sutton's supposed to start on the outside. We thought this whole time, oh, it's Antoine Brooks, Arthur Mullett. They'll be the guys who start in the slot. That'll be the battle. And they've been solid in training camp. But James Pierre has been very good in training camp. Now, he's got a long way to go. He still hasn't played a single preseason game. We got to see how that plays out. But let's say it plays out for the next 3 weeks. The Steelers play all their training camp games, all their preseason games, excuse me. They get through all the training camp, and it's clear that James Pierre is the third best cornerback on this team behind Joe Hayden and behind Cam Sutton. And that it'd be a decent enough drop-off if you put in Antoine Brooks or Arthur Mullett in the slot compared to the contributions that James Pierre can give on the outside. That might be a situation where the Steelers say, hey, you know what? Cam, we know that you want to play outside, and you'll play outside when we're in the 3-4 defense. But when that nickel's got to come on the field, buddy, we're going to bump you to that nickel so that you can still have your versatility in play, and we're going to put James Pierre on the field. Now, we're going to see if that's something that is in play. Because again, Cam Sutton is lined up with the best receivers on the team, just like James Pierre has. And Mike Tomlin has also made it clear when asked about every position, like who's up, who's in the camp battle, who's matched up with who can actually be in the fight here. Mike Tomlin's made it clear everybody's job is at risk. Everybody's fighting for a camp spot. Now, that's the typical coach speak. They always want to illustrate that. But we all know for a fact there's nobody coming for Minkah Fitzpatrick's job. No one's coming for T.J. Watt's job or Ben Roethlisberger's or Najee Harris's. But in a position like this where Cam Sutton, everyone likes Cam Sutton. He signed an extension this offseason. But this is where the four dogs, two bones comes into play. Because if the two dogs fighting for the slot cornerback bone aren't as competitive or the dog that wins out that battle isn't good as the dog that wins out the two dogs for the bone at the outside cornerback position, that means if I'm the Steelers and I'm Keith Butler and Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin and I'm looking at this secondary, why not, when it's time to bring out the extra cornerback, bump Cam Sutton to the inside and play James Pierre? Because that would make a ton of sense. And Tony Cirino, our guy on Tuesdays who's been leaving the hype train, he would rejoice to see James Pierre win that job that way. Now, again, there's still plenty of time. Arthur Mullett's a veteran. He's battling it out for the slot cornerback position. Antoine Brooks is plays more of the physical style in the slot. He's more of a box safety. We'll see how he plays out. Mike Tomlin also likes him. He played under Matt Canada. There's definitely connections to the Steelers coaching staff. But if I'm telling you, Steelers fans, if you're looking to see who's going to win these backup battles in the cornerback room, or maybe even starting battles in the cornerback room, James Pierre is making waves. You could see it in the practices. I see him trailing receivers, doing the fundamental, the technical things right. When he needs to establish inside leverage, he keeps it. If he gives up inside leverage and needs to trail a receiver, he stays in that receiver's hip pocket. Those are things that can translate to game day. And if they do translate to at least the preseason game day and continue to be consistent throughout training camp, we may be looking at a situation where James Pierre could legitimately be a starting cornerback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But there's other guys in this equation, not just at the cornerback position, but throughout the secondary. We'll get to them in just a second. But first, I got to tell you guys about betonline.ag, the best online sportsbook out there. With football season approaching, you'll want to get in on all the gambling action on betonline.ag. You can get all the odds on records, stats, awards, and season winners on the NFL season that's right around the corner at betonline.ag. Pittsburgh fans, did you know that the over-under for wins is set at 8.5 wins? That means that as long as Mike Tomlin's Pittsburgh Steelers avoid their first losing season in his time coaching, you can win money easily at betonline.ag. You can also still bet on all the Major League Baseball action going on this summer. But before the next pitch or the first snap, get to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. If you go there and sign up today, you can receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, locked on, all capital letters, all one word, no spaces. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Continuing here in the Locked On Steelers podcast, wrapping up in our final segment here, we got to talk about the other guys who have impressed, because it's not just James Pierre. Trey Norwood has also impressed in camp. The seventh round pick that's come in, he's looking like maybe he could help in the slot, but they pushed him more to safety, and he has looked good there. He's had a couple interceptions himself. And he communicates, he talks well. I could tell in minicamp when I was watching those practices that you could see him getting a lot more looks with the second team, and that's usually how you can tell Mike Tomlin likes you, is if he keeps throwing you in there, or if you say, hey, coach, let me get a shot, and he's letting you get a shot, that means that you're making him impressed, and he wants to see more of your kind of action. That's the kind of coach Mike Tomlin is. And Trey Norwood's getting those looks. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to be the immediate backup at safety, because we all know the Steelers may have one of the best safety pairs in all of football. They have the best safety in all of football, and that's Minkah Fitzpatrick. And Terrell Edmonds is a pretty doggone good safety. And I think there's a lot of people that underrate him as a player simply because he hasn't had the turnover numbers that Minkah Fitzpatrick has. But behind them, it's pretty thin. The Steelers need answers. Marcus Allen has basically bumped to linebacker full-time, so he's not really part of that crew. They went and signed Miles Killebrew, who's looked solid in training camp. But Trey Norwood is bringing some experience to the position. Now, remember, he led all of the NCAA with 5 interceptions last year in the COVID year. And he was a bit of a ball hawk. And if you've listened to Mike Tomlin for years, you know he likes to say splash plays. He wants to be able to talk about guys that get after the football, that are able to flip the field quickly because they're in position, and not just in position, but ready to break on a ball if a pass is underthrown, overthrown, or just maybe it's thrown right to the receiver, but you're in position to jump it. Trey Norwood's brought some perspective there. And maybe this was why the Steelers weren't all in on trying to sign either Brian Poole in the slot, or Malik Hooker at safety, or bringing back Steven Nelson at cornerback. Maybe it's because this whole time they've been like, you know what? We've got some young guns that we want to see in training camp before we commit to any moves. And remember, the Steelers have approximately $12-ish million in salary cap space. they can still wait and see what other teams do, maybe because of the salary cap and it being a historical low right now because of COVID-19. Maybe some teams are going to have to let some players go, and you never know. There might be a really good offensive tackle that falls to you. There might be another linebacker that falls to you. You're like, you know what? That guy's a starting material. Let's sign him for a good deal. There might be a team that needs to trade because of injuries. And they're like, hey, and you're like, okay, cool. We'll get you this backup player to fill in your depth chart, but we want that guy. There's all those sorts of questions that can be answered. And if you spend all your salary cap now, Kevin Colbert would miss on those opportunities. But that's why he's Kevin Colbert. That's why he's one of the best general managers in all of football. He keeps those options open while still making important moves like signing Trey Turner and signing Melvin Ingram in this offseason and still having money to spend. But back to the topic of these young cornerbacks and safeties. Now, I will say the guy who should have had the inside track on the cornerback position, on especially outside cornerback, was Justin Lane. But he has not had a good showing at training camp so far. All reports are that he's been getting beat, even by some of the backups like Rico Bussey. And I can tell you this was widely reported at training camp, and I was able to see this myself, but there was a rep where they were doing run blocking drills for the receivers and cornerbacks working on their jams, and Chase Claypool just absolutely mauled Justin Lane and just buried him, pancaked him, all the things. Now, Justin Lane can rebound. It's very early in training camp. This isn't saying that he's done, finito, or anything like that. But he's got to step it up fast. Remember, he had the situation where he had an illegal firearm in his car, and there were questions and charges in Ohio in the offseason. And when you're a guy who, you know, you're a third-round draft pick who hasn't really impressed in so far in your first 2 years in the NFL, and now there's a young upstart in James Pierre coming up the depth chart, and this is your year to maybe that you can make some headways because two cornerbacks who were starters last year left the team. And this is how you're looking so far. It's not a good sign. But again, we've seen it time and time again in training camp. Guys can turn things around. Whether he does, that's up to Justin Lane. But right now, James Pierre is a camp star. Now, he's not the camp star that Najee Harris is, because Najee Harris looks like he's ready to be a superstar in the NFL right now. He has jokes for the media even after he lights it up in practice. Some camp stars aren't the brightest star on the field. They're the guys that nobody was counting on to be a superstar in practice. Nobody was counting on this guy to, hey, you're going to have to be a really important player to this season's campaign to get to the Super Bowl. And yet they still show up prepared, making plays, taking every opportunity, looking good practice after practice. And saying, hey, coach, I deserve a shot to get more snaps in the games. We'll finally get to see some of those games, or at least one of those games, this Thursday when the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Dallas Cowboys at the Hall of Fame game to kick off preseason in the NFL. It'll be very exciting. We'll probably see several of those depth guys. I doubt we see a Najee Harris type. No TJ Watt won't be playing, or Minkah Fitzpatrick, or any of those type of stars. But expect to see a lot of James Pierre. Expect to see Justin Lane, Trey Norwood, Arthur Mollett, Antoine Brooks, all those guys. Miles Killebrew, we'll see them. And maybe after this training camp, if enough of these guys continue to improve and they show the steady work that they've shown so far in training camp, maybe the question of depth in the Steelers secondary won't be nearly as big as we thought it would be in the 2021 season. But that's our episode here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Thanks so much for watching us here on YouTube or listening to us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Odyssey. Remember, you can subscribe to us on all of those platforms. When you do, it really helps us out. If you're on Apple, leave us a 5-star review with a positive comment. That also helps us out a lot. Be back tomorrow, Tuesday, as the Steelers continue to get ready for their first preseason game. We're going to have Brooke Pryor of ESPN joining us. It's going to be an exciting time. I want to ask her some questions about some of those guys that are throwing the ball, trying to get past some of those young defensive backs, the quarterback battle behind Ben Roethlisberger. We'll talk to her about that tomorrow. I'll see you then right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast.